Oh, really? Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, welcome everybody. I'm Nico McDonald. I'm chairing this evening. Welcome to the Sense Loft, and we're very grateful to Sense Worldwide for hosting this event, The Internet the Next 40 Years. I will note that there is a slight irony in the title, in that clearly we're not going to predict the next 40 years of the Internet, but to emphasise the longevity of the Internet as a project, which most people aren't aware of, is important. And also, you know, we want to sort of raise people out of the torpor of Web 2.0 and perhaps the sort of more incremental attitude towards innovation in this space and beyond. We're also grateful to Epoch, who are a corporate communications company that we work with for sponsoring the drinks for this event. So,
hurrah,
yes, you are beard up. So, as people are probably aware,
that was me drinking.
At 9 o'clock this evening Pacific time, there was a connection made in what was then called the ARPANET between Stanford Research Institute in Northern California and UCLA, which marked the first attempt to connect to internet messaging processors, which were rather bigger than your average router today, created by Bolt, Baranek and Newman in Cambridge, Mass. And that marked the start not of networking, but of a project that we now know as the internet, and which has transformed much of both business, social, political and domestic life in the last 10 or 15 years. And wanted to bring together this event. It sort of follows on from an event we did earlier in the year, looking at 20 years of the web.
That's enough of Nico. I've got to write my talk now. So,
if you like, by reverse engineering,
if you want to know more, I think it's all online. So, search for the internet the next 40 years, or follow us on Twitter. The tag is internet next 40 years. Okay, I'm off.